I am Bill S. Preston, Esquire, and I am Ted Theodore Logan. Together, we are Wild Stallions!
And he was afraid of his sleep. And saints have always been afraid of his sleep. What kind of saints are these people? Sleep should be one of the most innocent things in life. And they are afraid of it. The fear is coming because of a certain requirement that they have imposed upon themselves, which they cannot fulfill in sleep. in sleep, the sex will surface. You may start dreaming things that you don't want. But now, you cannot have control over things. It is because of this fact that psychoanalysis is more interested in your dreams than in your waking life. It is strange. a sin. That's why Christians say Jesus never laughed. They can't believe Jesus laughing. That looks so profane, almost sacrilegious. Ask the Jainas. They don't say anything in their scriptures. But they will also agree with Christians that Mahavira also never laughed. How these ideas can create simple human beings, those who cannot laugh, those who cannot dance, those who cannot sing, those who cannot enjoy the very ordinariness of life. effort destroys simplicity. You cannot cultivate simplicity. A cultivated simplicity is superficial. Simplicity has to follow you like the shadow. You need not bother about it. You need not look again and again back whether the shadow is following you or not. The shadow is bound to follow you. Attain to innocence. Simplicity comes as a gift from God. And innocence means becoming a no mind, a no ego. Dropping all ideas of goals, achievements, ambitions, and living just as it happens in the moment. So I don't tell you to be celibate. Yes, one day celibacy can happen. But it will not be something to be practiced. It will be something that you will see happening. Yes, certainly, before one becomes a Buddha, one becomes celibate. But that is not a requirement, remember. Remember again and again. It is not a requirement that you have to fulfill. Then you will become a Buddha. No. If you simply go on becoming more aware of your mind, as the mind starts disappearing, becomes distant and distant from you, and you become unidentified with the mind, and you start seeing that you are separate, that you are not the mind.
The tragedy of woman's emancipation. I begin with an admission. Regardless of all...
We'll be right back. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.